It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. In this week's episode, I have a really, really special guest. I mean, I had to, you know, get him to come all the way over to the States because the person that I'm about to introduce, you may have seen him. You may have seen him on YouTube. You may have seen him on Facebook, Instagram ads. You may have seen him traveling the world. And the person I want to introduce you to is Jabril Aguero. Now, I have so much things to say about Jabril because Jabril is absolutely an amazing human being. I saw Jabril years ago online, and he was one of the first people that I saw dominating this online space that was black, right? And that looked like me. And so it was really inspiring, you know, and inspired me to get into Facebook ads even more heavily. So Jabril has a vast array of experience. So have you heard of Tiffany the Budgetnista? Yeah, I know you have because she's everywhere as well. That's one of his business partners, and they run the Live Richer Academy, and they're teaching, you know, women how to invest, start a business, and maximize their finance within a safe and supportive community. And then he also is the CEO of Passport Heavy, and Passport Heavy is one of the largest travel channels on YouTube. Now, Jabril has a vast array of experience, and I wanted to bring him on the show not only to talk about his travels, not only to talk about how he's built multiple 6, 7, and 8-figure businesses, not only because he's built subscription businesses to 8 figures, not only because he's going to talk about partnerships and forming and finding the right partners and what that looks like and hiring, but what I really wanted to bring him on the show is because he's someone that's been able to build a life outside of his business that he doesn't have to escape from. Now, this is important because a lot of us in our business, we're trying to escape from it, but he's going to tell you how he's been able to build multiple successful businesses that he still runs today while living his best life. And I think that's most important. And I've learned a lot from Jabril over the years, and I learned a lot from this conversation. And I'm so grateful that he took the time during his travel to stop by to the studio. So make sure you check out our YouTube video because this is being recorded. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Okay, this is the longest intro I've ever done. And the reason why is because Jabril's really, really someone that I learned a lot from, and I hope you learn a lot from him as well. So the man, the myth, the legend, I want to introduce you all to Jabril. Welcome to the show, Jabril. Welcome.
Thank you, man. I'm hyped, man.
So, Jabril, people see you on the internet, and the one question people always ask me is, what does Jabril do? Who is that guy? So, in your own words, who is Jabril, and what does Jabril do?
Man, I don't do nothing, man. I got a rich girl. She pays for everything I live in life. So what do I do? There's a few different things that I do. So I think the thing most people these days know me for is Passport Heavy, which is where we create travel documentaries all around the world and basically show places that people are not used to seeing in a different way. So it might be Colombia. And then we literally kind of rebrand the way people see countries, because there might be a perception of a place, but the reality of it today might be completely different. Or we just got back from Rwanda. Same thing, right? People have this perception, but the reality of places today don't always catch up to, you know, the reality. So that's one thing that I do. And it might be just even fun. We might be show off Las Vegas, or we might be international. So that's one thing I do with my Passport Heavy squad. I have another business called Live Richer Academy. We actually have a few, basically, and then my amazing business partner, New York Times bestseller, Tiffany the Budgetista. So we started a company back in 2015 called Live Richer Academy, where we help women, primarily women of color, with personal finance, budgeting, saving, investing, anything personal finance with education. And so we have a paid community where we have 40,000 members.
Wow.
And so that's an eight-figure a year business. One of the other things that I do. Yeah, and the team is so amazing there.
Yeah.
And obviously my business partner. And then I also teach ads as well. The biggest thing is, because people always ask me, how can I travel the world? How can I do it? And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to learn how to market. So no matter what you do, you have to learn how to push whatever products or services that you have. So I feel it's one of the greatest skills to, you know, show someone.
And that's actually where I first met you, early 2010s, where I saw this guy running ads and he was black. And I was like, wait a second. You know, there are other, you know, people here in this space. And it was really inspiring and motivating for me to dive deeper into ads and wanting to learn ads even further. So how did you even come about refining this skill set? Because what I hear with these companies that you started, where you're able to travel around the world and you're able to build and help a woman seek financial independence, mm-hmm. is that you're being able to get in front of bigger audiences. So where was your start with ads, and why did you at that time decide, okay, I'm going to learn this skill?
Yeah, now let me talk into the mic. So I got into ads because, so I've been online since I was a teenager making money. Now I'm 34, got a little bit of gray hair. And so for me, I was selling products. I was selling weight loss supplements on eBay, and that was, you know, really successful. That was amazing. But what happened after a while was the algorithm changed on eBay. And so what used to be super profitable was no longer profitable. Mm. And so I was like, damn, I don't know how to make money now. Because it's kind of like, say you're on Amazon and the only way that you're getting customers is from Amazon. If they pull that plug from you, now the income stops overnight, and that's what happened for me. And so I had to go back to the drawing board, and I was like, man, if I had kids or a family, if I had people that I really had to take care of, I'd be fucked, right? And so I wanted to learn. It's like they say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And so that was the thing for me. I was like, I never want to be in this position again. So I learned copywriting even deeper. I learned back at the time for my OGs, Yahoo Overture. Right? That's just a search engine. I was on Bing. I was on Google AdWords. Mm. Right? So this is when this is even before Facebook ads. This is before even YouTube ads. Mm. Right? I've been doing ads since, like, even, so that's, that was when I ran my first, I think I was 17 when I ran my first Yahoo Overture ad. And so that's how I got into the game, and I learned the art of storytelling. If you want to connect with someone on the other side of the screen, it's like, what are you going to tell them to inspire action, right? How are they going to relate? In my head, I'm always just saying, what I learned from copywriting for me is, how can I say, man, they get me. That's what I want them to be saying when they see an ad. Now you do video, everything before, it's just images and a few words. But I always want them to say, damn, this person gets me, or this brand gets me.
So as you got into the ad space, you started realizing at first, okay, my back's up against the wall because what I was doing on eBay is no longer working. So I need to figure out what I need to refine in order to be in the space and be dominant moving forward if I were to have a family and be financially secure. So as you navigate that, what was an early business success or failure that you had? And you're like, oh man, like I learned a lot from that lesson.
One, I mean, that was like eBay was a major success and failure. And then... another early success and failure was the first time I got on eBay, right? I mean, no, the first time I got on YouTube ads. So that was after Google. And I was like, man. And that's when I started traveling around the world. I was in Thailand. I was making about 20 grand a month. And all I had to do was put up a few ads. And like literally keywords like Tim Ferriss, whatever, were like a penny back then. And so things were working so well. And I didn't have to like go in and check stuff. I would just leave it running while traveling. And I was like, man, I'm really living this 4-hour work week. But it was a big mistake because I didn't go hard enough, right? Now the prices are literally 100x. And so it was a failure in that sense. So the next time things came around, I was like, I am going to go... It's kind of like understanding investing and patterns and everything. I'm like, I'm going to go so fucking hard the next time I get an opportunity, because things come in waves. And then once you have the wisdom to actually know that and understand that, you can do things that are incomprehensible. So when I jumped on Facebook 2010, 2011, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Mm. I see this same thing. Back then, I even remember talking to this dentist. I was at this dentist conference. The guy was running ads. He's like, I remember when I was running ads on Google in 2007. He's like, now, and this was 2014. He's like, what I was paying $1 a click now, I'm paying $14 a click. It was like dentures in New York. And obviously, the price of dentures hasn't 14x.
Right, right.
But his, you know, the profit slims that much. And so when I started building the business with Tiffany, she had no idea about online marketing or anything. Like, she's an amazing financial educator, but she didn't know anything about ads. And I was like, oh my God, this is going crazy. I was generating double opt-in leads through Infusionsoft in the financial space at 10 cents a lead.
Wow.
Right? 10 cents a lead. And I was like, oh, yo, I'm about to go hard. We're doing like 10,000 leads a day. Double opt-in.
That's crazy.
Crazy. And then so like we went so hard and it grew so quickly because I was like, and Tiff's like, oh my God, we're spending too much. I was like, no.
We're not spending enough. We're not spending enough.
So that was like the biggest mistake and win is not going hard enough when they had the opportunity.
And I think that people see that now, right? You're running these brands, you're successful, right? Did you always know that you wanted to be an entrepreneur? Like, were there examples of that in your life? Like growing up, was there an entrepreneur? You were like, oh, this is what I want to become. How'd you sort of stumble upon entrepreneurship? Why didn't Jabril go work in corporate? Why isn't Jabril an executive? And so was it more so a lifestyle that you wanted to live where you saw people traveling, say, how are they doing that? How did you stumble into entrepreneurship and say, okay, this is where I'm going to be?
I mean, I was voted most likely to be late to graduation. So when you're the boss, you can show up when the fuck you want. And like, I'd be running for the bus. And so, I mean, I've been different. But then growing up with my mom, you know, my mom's never made more than like, growing up, it's like 25, 26,000 a year in Chicago with two kids. And then the first 9 years of my life, I got lucky, I had amazing foster parents, right? But then my foster life financially was a lot better than when I moved with my mom.
Yeah.
And so when I came with my mom, she just, and she didn't even have that in the beginning. And so I had to learn. And then when we moved from Chicago to the suburbs, I started going to school with kids' parents who were doing six figures a year.
Wow.
Right? Professionals. And I'm like, it's very easy to see the difference when you don't have, you know, the nice shoes, you don't have so many things. And kids right. are like unintentionally like, we'll let you know you poor as fuck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, and so for me, and I was like, okay, these kids are literally coming to school with $10 a day for lunch. I have free lunch, right? My allowance is $3 a week, and they're coming to school with $10 a day. I need some of that.
Mm.
And so my hustling mentality started out of just survival, and I wanted, you know, McDonald's, I wanted basketball cards, I wanted all these things, but $3 a week wasn't gonna make it happen. Right. So I said, okay. This is how I become a hustler, legally. So it's like I would go and buy like Warhead candies, buy them and then like triple my money. And then I would buy these Pokemon things. And then like the kids and like all these little things I learned to buy low,
yeah.
sell high.
Mm.
And then I was like, yo, and I was going to start to get all the things I wanted. Then, I started to jump on the internet. And then actually, shout out to my dad. He bought me my first computer.
Oh,
he's
wow.
like, if I buy you the computer, you got to go ahead and pay for the internet. I was like, bet. That's all I need. Just give me the computer. And then I started like burning CDs, all different Napster kind of thing. And so that's how the hustle really started. And I was like, I like this. And then so but this was all local. And then when I saw the internet, even at a young age, man, I started like I was 14. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, I get to go outside of just my local neighborhood now. I have access to the world. And when I look back, I'm like, damn, I was like, at 14.
Right, right, right. So you would say it was more innate. You saw your circumstance and you said, wait a second, I know there's more for us, so let me go out there and get more legally. Because we've all been in those areas where a lot of the people also around us that were outside the schools, that were in our neighborhoods, were doing things illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, knowing at a young age, okay, this is the route I'm going to take. So what would you say, motivated you early on, was trying to get through your circumstance? What would you say motivates you now, where you're at in your life now? What's your biggest motivator? Is it still your mom and your family? What's your biggest motivator that drives you to do what you're doing?
Definitely, yeah, making sure my family is good, but impact, man. Like, obviously, successful in, business and money, but I'm not like... And I say this in like I'm not really like a Rolex kind of guy. Like I'm not like material. Like I like fast cars. Like I like a nice car, but it adds to the experience. Like I like to spend money on experiencing. But what really drives me right now is impact. Like I love when people come up to me and say, "Bro, you're the reason that I've traveled to Colombia. Bro, you're the reason I started a business, bro." And I was like, I get filled up on that. Like I love reading the comments. Like that is really. Like, I think about when I die. Like, I think about what people are going to say if it's CNN or whatever channels are on. I really want an amazing death. Like, not an amazing death, but, like, I really want to have a legacy.
Yeah.
And so that's what really powers me right now.
And I think you're doing that through the, Passport Heavy, through Literature Academy. And even the fact that, I've always feel like you are always ahead of the curve, right? Like with looking at the advertisement, right? Partnering with Tiffany and leveraging, that relationship and the impact that you both could have together. Many people, solopreneurs, they start businesses themselves. They own 100% of the business themselves. And there's that old quote that says, if you want to go far, go together.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you decide, because you were already making money, mm-hmm. Tiffany was making money. What made you decide, hey, Tiffany, why don't we try to collaborate here? Why did you want to form a partnership, and how has partnerships benefited you throughout your transitions? Because most people struggle. Entrepreneurs, when you talk about partnerships and coming together, it's like it's a gap for them. They don't realize there's an opportunity there.
Yeah, the biggest thing for the partnership with Tiffany was like she was good people. And so a lot of people that I know, I'm friends with them, but they're always like, how much money can we make? And like, that's just not the way, people always act like, oh man, let's partner up. And I was like, I know the way you rock. Like, I'm cool with you, but I'm not doing business with you. And so she was a person that was like about serving and really about people. before the money. So it was like literally people before profit. And like, that's the reason that I partnered with her. I mean, there's a lot of people with a lot of money, but that's like, I'm not like holy. Like, I mean, you see me on the streets, I'm not holy.
Right.
But, but like, I really wanted to do good work with good people. And, you know, that's like the main reason. And then the other thing is also I did obviously market research before, you know, going into business. And so, you know, Tiffany at the time, you know, she had about 10,000 followers on Facebook. And then, you know, Instagram wasn't even really a, like, you know,
no, build it.
And she had 10,000 in her Facebook group and then 10,000 on the email list. Like, really parallel. And so, and when I was seeing her, you know, on Facebook and, like, you know, we had a little bit of relationship. And I said, yo, I can really help you grow this to a level that's probably, like, unmanageable. And in the beginning, she's like, basically thought I was talking shit. She's like, you really think that's possible? I was like, yeah, yeah. She's like, and that was like, obviously, sky's the limit. Like, she dreams so big. And so that was the reason, you know, that we partnered. It's been major beneficial. I've learned so much from her. And the person Tiffany was 5 years ago is not the person that she is today. She's grown so much, you know. She's learned so much, and it's like, it's so inspiring, you know, just to even watch, you know, her journey.
What would you say is maybe a big takeaway for those that are looking to create partnerships? What sort of like good signs of, you said, you know, you did your due diligence on the market. Yeah. You made sure she was good people, yeah. You know, so what sort of tips could you give a person that's listening in and trying to decide, do I partner with an individual?
It's yin and yang, right? So I kind of got off track of like, whereas like I did the market research, right? So I was like, I see how much clicks are for, and I see like there's all these blogs and like the personalities that I saw in personal finance, they weren't anything like Tiffany. And there was zero, literally zero at the time, people were running ads for personal finance. Everything was make money, lose weight, blah, blah, blah. But there was nothing about the boring personal finance. And so I said, how many people in the US or the world really need personal finance? It's like basically everyone. And so that was the thing. And then so how we came together was, I was like, I know marketing pretty much better than anyone. And I was like, she is one of the best financial educators and she truly cares and she's a great communicator. And so, and you know, she's good with budgeting, right? And so she has so many skill sets that I don't have. And I had so many skill sets like on the marketing side. And normally I'm in front of the camera. And like this time it was just beautiful to be behind the camera, right? I wanted to build something that was gonna be long lasting that I didn't have to be the face. Right? Because sometimes the reality is that shit actually gets exhausting sometimes. So you always have to be on. You always have to be doing something. And I was like, I want something I can build where it's like, yo, I mean, you know, I'm in Miami. Right. I'm moving. Like, right. It don't matter. Yeah. And so that was one of the things I'd say when you're thinking about business is like, and a lot of the people that inspired me, they weren't the face of the business. Right. And they've built brands. And that's even one of the transitions that we're, you know, we're going through with Liv. She's like, we're having multiple teachers now. We have so many. So the Liv Richard brand is bigger than like Tiffany being the front. So that way, you know, Tiffany can chill when she wants to chill.
Right.
You know, so that's so partnerships. I say really think about, first of all, do you like the person? And so before the money, before that, like, do you get along with this individual? Would you want to hang out with them outside of work, right? So that's a major thing, and I do. It's like, you know, I really enjoy Tiff. Like, I know her, you know, I know her husband. I was at her wedding. Like, so you want to make sure that you really vibe with someone. Yeah, and then you just compliment. You don't want two of the exact same people.
Yeah, no, I think that's really, really good advice because I think some people, they skip over that. You know, they're like, okay, well, yeah, let's get in business. You have a good idea. I'm good at this. But they skip over the human element of like, you gotta like working with this person because it's going to be ups and there's going to be downs as well. So as you both are starting to build this company and you're starting to make impact and you're helping 5,000, 10,000 people, 20,000, you then decided, okay, I'm going to start another company. So where did Passport Heavy come into play? Did you start this after?
Before.
Oh, so you had Passport Heavy before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were running that and you decided to start this. Mm-hmm. So you essentially, because Passport Heavy, I think you started solo founder by yourself, Passport Heavy.
Yeah.
And then you decided, you know what, I'm going to put all my efforts into building this other company. So what was your intent of starting Passport Heavy and where do you see it going now?
The intent was I truly saw places misrepresented. So I was going to all these places and I was like, man, this is not what I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing beautiful people. I'm experiencing beautiful foods and cultures. I feel like media is really drawn to negativity.
Yeah.
And I wanted to show the positivity happening in so many places. And so that's a lot of fun, right? Like for me, I mean, get to hang out with amazing people, tell amazing story, and have a lot of fun, man. Like, that's as simple as that. Like, it's truly enjoyable for me to... And I get to... And I'll tell you this. Like, so Passport Heavy puts me in rooms money can't put me in. Right?
Explain that.
So, for example, everybody, quote-unquote, wants to be with cool people and do cool shit. And so... money is one way to get in a room, especially like you got Bezos money, you can really buy yourself into any room because everybody wants something. But when you tell amazing stories in a way that people haven't seen before. So, for example, I went to Panama and a lot of people don't know that much about Panama. They might know the Panama Canal. And a lot of people in America, like if they see like a Panamanian or they see, they're like, oh, are they Mexican? And so everybody from a lot of countries have a lot of pride about their customs, their traditions and everything. And if you represent that well, doors open in ways that you can't, you know, begin to imagine. So when I put out my Panama video, I got to go to the president's house. I went to the biggest TV show in Panama, Calle Siete. I walked on set. Everybody knew who I was.
Wow.
Some of the most powerful families in Panama. On the streets, people coming up like, oh man, love your stuff. And it's like, and that's just from the power of content. And one crazy thing is, I actually hacked it. So I first, because this is 2014 when I put that video out, I got organically probably 5,000 or 6,000 views on YouTube. Then I was like, you know what? Let me put this on Facebook. And then this is in 2014. And then let me, and there's a population of, I think it's about 2 million people in Panama City. Facebook was showing, I think it was like, I think it was like 1.1 or something, or 800,000.
Yeah.
So I ran ads, just a page post engagement ad to that video. That week, it did like 700,000 views, and I just promoted to Panama City.
Wow.
And so the day before, nobody knows who I am walking that. 1 week later, I can't go anywhere. 30, 40 people wow. a day coming up to me. So it is like, I always, so it's like I combine these different skills, but I mean, and I saw the impact that it could have. I mean, in Thailand, I put out videos organically. I never did ads for Thailand, but I saw two black people in 2011. I saw two black people or three black people in about 4 months in Chiang Mai, Thailand. I put out the videos. I go back 4 years later, I see about 3 or 4 black people a day, and 3 out of the 4 will come up to me and be like, yo, you're a big reason why I'm here. Mm. And so I understand the impact the videos have.
No, that's amazing. And I think it's that representation and a single story. Because we, you know, even when people talk about Africa, they say Africa, they don't mm-hmm. talk about the specific places. And so they have a single story and view of like, what the continent or what each country should and shouldn't be. So I think the work you're doing is incredible. Now, I'm sure people are wondering like, okay, well, if you reach success, like why are you doing these additional things? Like why are you so focused on Passport Heavy and growing it? And so is it something else that's motivating you right now? Do you truly enjoy the life that you've built? And you know, where do you want to go with all of this at the end of the day?
Yeah, man, it's like it's one of my biggest passions, if not my biggest passion on earth. And so, I mean, I'm taking it like my goal of where I'm focused is like, I want to be like the most influential person in travel. So yeah, it's just a long way to do. There's a lot of work, and it's just like, it's a lot of impact. Like I've, and you know, when you talk about Africa, like I plan on spending about 6 months out of the year for the foreseeable future in Africa. And you know, I just got back from Rwanda, a beautiful place. It's like Ghana's amazing, and there's all these amazing countries that people don't really know anything about, right? Mm. People know about Bali now. Like it's like, you know, work's done. Thailand, they know about that stuff. I want to show my home. I want to show the culture, the food, everything that makes Africa so beautiful, and give people more sense of pride. It's like, you know, growing up, you know, and give a big shout out to Afrobeats and like so many things that have started to bring people back to the content. You know, other content creators like my World Maya and all these guys. It's like, I love anything that pushes the narrative of positivity and really seeing Africa in a different light. It's like, it's one of my big legacy things that I want to do with. So even, you know, it's just African Americans are like, because before it's like, man, motherfucker, I ain't from Africa. And it's like, I can see you. You have Africa running through you. Mm. And so I want to show people there's two sides of Africa. And I want you to be proud of, you know, the blood that is running through your veins. And so that would be, you know, yeah, I mean, it's there's just so much for me to do.
Right.
And like, this is like my, yeah, it's like my purpose.
Does any of it scare you? Do you ever feel like you have imposter syndrome as you are, you know, you built, you're building these companies. Do you ever feel like, you know, why me? Like, or am I ready to do this? Right. Do you ever feel imposter syndrome, or do you not even think about it and you just start it?
Not really, man, because it's just like, I'm just really me. Like, I'm very unorthodox. Like, people are like, yo, you shouldn't do this. You should. I was like, fuck. Like, for me, as long as I'm not hurting anybody and I'm respectful, it's like, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
And so, nah. Like, maybe, like, early on.
Yeah.
Early on. But now it's like I'm not the richest. I'm not the smartest or whatever. But it's like, I'm happy just being me. And I was like, what do I have to really, I feel like I do have stuff to prove, like in the travel space, but it's not like, I was like, I'm happy with where I'm at, but like so much further to go.
Yeah, no. I think that's really good, because some people, you know, they paralyze themselves. They talk themselves out of the things that they actually want to do and, you know, the life that they actually want to live. And I think you've done a good job. Now, I remember one time I was around you, we were eating dinner, and someone had made a comment, said, oh, Jabril used to always be on your laptop all the time. You know who I'm talking about. And so how are you? Because now I don't ever see you on a laptop. I'm like, wait, does Jabril still have a laptop? And so how are you able to, because I think I struggle in this, most people struggle in this, is you've been able to build a life. Mm-hmm. And then you have business that you operate, versus most people, like, business is their life and that's all they're doing. Like, they're on their laptops 24/7. So how have you been able to sort of detach yourself from, you know, being on your laptop all the time to say, you know what, let me build a life that I don't want to escape from. So do you have any tips for myself or even the people listening in on how do you build a lifestyle, you know, that you want to live and then have business be a part of it versus the other way around?
Team, like simply team. Like, I'm so blessed to have such an amazing team around me. And so before, it's like, you know, everything was solopreneur. So it's like, I had no choice but to bang away at the laptop, falling asleep, you know, at the laptop. And so one of the biggest things, and that's even a big shout out to, even Tiffany. Tiffany's definitely helped me build, you know, the team. And so that's everything. Team has allowed me to kind of, you know, step back and work in different ways. Even with Passport Heavy, like, you know, it's the team. Mm-hmm. Everything when the market is the team that really has allowed me not to be at the computer. And I love it, man. It's hard for me to sit at the computer now. Like, I don't dream about, it's like, you know, I have my phone. Like, and like before, I was like, it was like a badge of honor. It was like, you know, I'm at the computer.
Right, grinding.
Fuck that,
hustle culture. Yeah. Right? People brag about how long they stayed up or like they're hustling, and a lot of them never seen the other side of it, right? And so because most businesses fail, so people are always just grinding, but that doesn't mean your business is going to succeed either, right? And so I think, you know, one thing I'm learning from you is like, as you're building this lifestyle, I'm like, man, I don't want to be on my laptop all the time. So I definitely look at you and I'm like, okay, I see the teams that you have. And I'm like, this is a weak area, you know? And so you were saying that you hire teams passport heavy. Is there any advice that you would give for hiring teams? Is there something that you did that worked really well? Was it through a referral? Was it through like someone vouching work that they did that you saw? Like, is there anything that you saw that really helped you leverage and building good people around you?
Yeah, man. It's like you have to grow. So like I've been growing as a leader so much because it wasn't, you know, working with one or two people is a lot different than working with 20, 30 people. And it requires a different level of growth. And so I've had to grow a lot because that's not a skill set that I was, you know, that I'm used to. But structure, because like I'm a very unstructured person, but bringing the right people structured around. Yeah, I mean, referrals are good, but demonstration is even better because... Yeah. Some people, and then it also matters at the stage that you catch someone in their life, because they could have did a good job building something when they were hungry.
Right, right.
And now, and, you know, and you could pay them top dollar, but then they're not performing because they're at a different stage in their life, right? So that's another thing. It's just understanding the stage that someone's at in their life when you're hiring. And then how I found a lot of my passport happy team is they were fans of the work. So they're coming with a different type of motivation. Or I use, for my filmmakers a lot of times, I use ads to find them. So I put out an ad of what I'm looking for, and then I target, you know, filmmaking keywords. And then I run contests, and then I have them demonstrate, you know, their work. And my filmmakers have been amazing. And a lot of times they have like 2-3 year runs. And it's, I really judge a lot of my success too on like how well my team, you know, goes on even when they leave me. It's like my first filmmaker, he's a partner now at ClickFunnels.
Wow.
Right? My second filmmaker, he's doing, I won't put his income on blast, but like, you know, he's doing heavy surgeon numbers. And, you know, they start out, you know, just with a dream, and it's like they come around and they see things and they start putting things together like, oh, okay, like this is possible. And I think one of the greatest things anyone ever says to me is like, or that they go and do themselves, is that they're like, just being around you showed me, you know, there's more to life. And they go on to do it. And then also they're like, man, if that motherfucker could do it, I could definitely do it. They're like, this guy.
No, that's really, really helpful. And as we get ready to wrap up, I have two questions for you, quick questions for you. The first question I have for you is, you started online and you saw this world that was outside of your local community and you started capitalizing on it. Where do you see the online space going in the next 5 years? Because there's been so many changes with iOS updates, TikTok coming, being a relevant player. Where do you see the online space going? If you have any predictions, do you feel like storytelling? I know you said earlier storytelling is going to be really, really important.
Yeah, I could always put, obviously crypto is going to be big, the crypto space. I mean, micro media, everything switching to, you know, really a lot of short form. And then obviously people still enjoy long form on, you know, the Netflix and all that.
Right.
And then quite a bit in AI. I see a lot in AI technology. But I don't really, like, what's coming in 5 years, man? I mean, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I try and pay attention, but I don't have like major predictions of what the next thing is coming on.
The second question for you is, you know, you started because, you know, backs up against the wall, you wanted to change your circumstance. Now that you've, you know, been able to run successful companies, been able to make some money, what's your relationship like with money now? From, you know, when you first started, you know, did you have to unlearn a lot of things that you grew up? Are you, so here's an example. I grew up a very poor household where money was never talked about, mm-hmm. which was kind of backwards, right? Because we didn't have any, but money was never talked about. So there was a lot of unlearning I had to do with money between, you know, people asking because you're a visible figure, right? A visible face. And then also unlearning in terms of, because my mom never had money, sometimes I double ask, wait, should I get this? Even though I know I could afford it, right? I know I could afford it, but I'm like, wait, should I get this? And so what's your relationship like with money and maybe a relationship with other people knowing, you know, you have money, maybe relatives or cousins? How are you sort of managing that? Because you're a very visible figure as well.
And shout out to Get Good With Money with Tiff.
Right.
if you want to get your financial game.
Listen.
My relationship with money, man, it's just I've learned that money is a tool and it gives you, you know, so much. And like, you know, I grew up very similar to you. And so even, yeah, unlearning trading time for money. So it's like I would do things like I'd drive around 20 minutes looking for a parking spot. And, you know, because parking is $25, I was like, oh, and then I was like, bro, you're not using it. This is not a good use of your time. But it's like, so unlearning things like that are really, really crucial. I'm like, how am I investing my time with this limited time, you know, that I have? And my family's good. Like, nobody really asks me for too much. I mean, I do a lot for, you know, for people.
Yeah.
And then even like women don't really ask me for much because I really hang out with the right women.
Yeah.
And so like people always have these perceptions. It's like, I had like one girl ask me and I was like, you crazy? I was like, do I look like a rapper? Do I look like, got me fucked up. And so, yeah, like, it's like, I really just surround myself with good people and like, and a lot of the women that I hang out with, they make good money.
Right.
They're really respectable. And so it's like, yeah, I don't really deal with too much. Like, I don't have, like, crazy, crazy stories of people.
Yeah.
You get a random request. I probably get more, and I get random requests
random
on, like,
requests,
Instagram or something, DM. But, not too much because, like, I will check you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear that. And I found, like, you know, being more visible, too, sometimes brings a lot of unwanted attention. Because we're very, like, low-key. We like to have a good time. But, you know, but what we do, like, you know, sometimes we have to be visible. We got to run ads to our face. And, you know, so it brings a lot of unwanted attention. So that's good to know that you've set your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't cross those boundaries or they get checked. So that's really good. And Jabril, we could sit here and talk all day. And I know you're about to jet to another part of the country and another part of the world. So I definitely want to thank you so much for pulling up to the Powered AF show. Now, where could people find you and learn more about you? And I'll include all this in the show notes, but where could people find you?
And first of all, I just want to say thank you, man. Thank you so much. Because you inspire me, man. I watch you, like, your progression, everything you've done. I literally watch and I'm like, because I mute everybody ass on Instagram. And so, like, you're one of the few people that I really look to consistently, you know, for inspiration, everything you're doing, you know, within the ad game. And so it's just, you know, it's just an honor to be here, like, truly. And yeah, just love all the progress. And it's just like, you're good people. So that's another thing. It's just like, I like you doing things in the right way. And so that's just something I highly respect. And so I just want to say thank you, first of all.
No, I appreciate that.
And
then you're on Instagram at
Jabril 8. That's Jabril probably 8. Easy. And then YouTube, Passport Heavy.
Passport Heavy. Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening in. I'll include all the links in the show notes to check out Jabril. And I will see you all during the next episode. All right. Hey, that's what the founder looks like. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.